Hey, what's up, y'all? I am so excited to share with you guys about this application called Anchor. I've been on Anchor for about a year. I just hit 1,000 listens, so I'm very excited about that. I don't even know 1,000 people. But all I had to do was go on my App Store or your Google Store, download the application, hit the plus symbol, and you can start recording right from there. You can also go on and edit, and you can make money from this podcast as well. Don't worry. You ain't got to go through all of that crazy stuff like posting it in all these million places. Anchor will do that for you. So it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. All right? And you can earn money, as I said, with no minimum listenership. All right? So all you got to do is download the free application or go to Anchor FM to get started. It's just that easy. Guys, if you are in the local Orlando area, this is for you. I have to tell you guys this story. It is probably the best story ever. A few years ago, Carlos and I were frequenting the local Orlando farmers market that they have. And the cool thing about it, they have a lot of sights and sounds and a lot of things out there that's great, enjoyable, good food, and just a good atmosphere. Well, obviously, you know, with the coronavirus, that has been limited. But the farmers market is open again. And it has one of our favorite people there. It's called Worthy Cakes. You can find them on social media. And you can also find them on their website, www.worthycakes.com. Now, this is the best way to eat cake, all right? They are in a mason jar, packed with so much goodness and flavor. For any flavor of cake you can think of, she has red velvet. She also has fudge brownie and birthday cake. And she also cooks them in gluten-free. As she says, cooking and baking cakes is not work, it is fun for her. She enjoys it. You can go to the website, www.worthycakes.com. You can order. And you can go to her physical location, which is in the Winter Garden area. And she will also be able to service you there, okay? Her hours of business is from 10:30 to 6:30, Tuesday through Saturday. She's closed Sunday and Monday. Because she's normally at the farmer's market. And she also does the farmer's market in local Winter Garden too, as well. So go down and check her out. And if you do go check her out, please let her know that Reggie sent you. Because Carlos and I absolutely love those cakes. I'm on my way down there now. I don't even care about the farmer's market. Just kidding, I do. And I'm so excited to have her cakes because it has been so long. And I'm excited that she has a storefront too. So go check her out. Tell her that Reggie sent you. And I promise you, you will not be disappointed. All right? We're going to get back into the topic, y'all. Thanks for listening again.
Reggie's Expressions.
This is
Reggie's I'm in the meeting now.
I can hear you.
There we go. We love the Lord. You can hear me.
I can hear you now.
And now you should be able to see me.
There we go. I am Black History.
You know, I am. I do what I can do to be Black History.
And, you know, I'm okay with
the setup I got going on.
I'm okay at all with it, you know, this conversation going in any way that it goes to. So, you know, if you have some things that you want to say or, you know, want to get out there, my advice is to say it. And yes, we do curse. We do not bleep it out. Bleep. We don't bleep it out at all.
I hope my mama ain't listening.
Well, if she is, she might be disappointed.
She gonna hear her baby cussing.
Joys of working in retail. Voiced on my time.
The joys? Are there joys?
Well, some people say there is, but who knows?
I am Black History. I wish I had a light. I wish I wasn't so janky that I didn't have a light.
There is, but who knows?
Who coughing? That's COVID.
So.
Oh, you're live now. My meeting.
We are live.
Oh. We are live.
See here, give me a second. Just sharing it to my social medias.
Of course,
Black Lady Courtroom. Huh?
I said, you got to let the people know that you're live.
Exactly. Just sharing.
Oh, I see the notification. You posted it.
Right, so the comments come up, but I'm not able to hear it because there is a delay. So what I have to do is put up my Facebook somewhere else.
So you can be live. For real, for real.
Okay.
I want to see me big screen. Oh, that's me.
That's you.
With my janky background. So I don't use Zoom often. So I was just like, now my face is the big face and you're up there. Like, so don't do any hand signals or anything because I won't see them.
Let's see. I can change it. Speaker.
Oh, come on, bed. Oh, junky bed. Should have made my bed first. I didn't think of that. Come on, T.
All right. Love, I might need you to be my mediator, by the way. All right. Can you stop messing with Car- Rico? This is a real podcast. This is a real show, okay? I'm just playing. Welcome everybody
I
to
want
another
to go to bed.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Reggie's Expressions. I just want to start off by saying thank you so much for all the shares, liking the pages and everything. We are on social media. I actually did change the name. It is Reggie's _S Expressions. So there's no more underscore there. So you can go and search and also share it on the social media page as well. So today I have a special guest who's gonna be joining us. Absolutely amazing gentleman. Known him for quite a few years. And he is very funny, very hilarious. And
me.
As long as I've known him, he's been in retail. And that's what we're gonna talk about. We're gonna talk about the joys of retail life. And we have many different stories. I was in retail up until about 3 years ago. And it's a lot of microaggressions that you get from folks sometimes. And I figured this particular episode let's talk about something lighthearted. You know what I'm saying? We talk about some heavy stuff, you know, and there's a lot of shit that's going on in this world, but sometimes it's good to have a little bit of escapism and get away with, you know, not worrying about the heavy stuff. So with that being said, we're going to get right into the topic and we're going to allow this conversation to flow however way it flows, because, you know, anytime Black people come together, you know, great things happen. As I look over at Carlos and he's not Black.
I'm scared.
So,
Carlos gets a pass though, to be honest.
He does?
We'll give Carlos a pass.
Why do you get a pass?
Because he's a cool dude. Like, if he was trash, I'd be like, absolutely not. But since he's a cool dude,
thank you.
You know, that's your hubby. So he gets cool points from me.
Jamal actually did get a chance to come to our wedding, by the way. So he was there.
I did. I really did. And honestly, I was a little longer than 2 seconds. It was beautiful. Honestly, it was very, very beautiful. And I'm not even just saying that because I'm on here. Like, I was very, 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 very thankful that I was able to be there. It was really nice. Absolutely nice.
Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. That is
absolutely. I mean that, seriously.
Yeah, we enjoyed ourselves. And can you believe that was actually going on 6 years ago now?
Yeah. I just thought about it. I was like, oh, Lord. Yeah.
We'll be together 7, married 6.
Aww.
Hello to everybody who just joined. By the way, we have 2 people, that is 3 people right now that are watching. So thank you so much.
Hey, people.
I can't see your comments. So if you guys want to, you know, type anything or say anything or whatever the case may be, just feel free to say so. But
Ask questions, all that good stuff.
Right. And enough of us talking, because we hadn't talked in like a long time because Jamal don't never call nobody. But, you know, he also don't text back either. So.
Let me tell you something. No. Rebuttal. Don't show out in front of company. Because anybody that knows me knows I keep a receipt. And if we need to screenshot some text conversations where I've responded to every single one, we can. I mean, I'm not going to put you on front ad on your own show, but.
Yeah, whatever. Mister, I thought I had texted you back.
That was just one time. Don't see? That's why I don't hang with Black people.
So, Black Curry, I see you. You're next. What's up, Angelo? Patrice, love you, girl. And George, what's going on? Just wanted to say hello to everybody. But yeah.
Is that George? Today's George's birthday, isn't it? Happy birthday, George.
Ooh, hey, happy birthday. Say it again.
I remembered that. Happy birthday, George. Happy. Enjoy yourself. If you aren't already, happy birthday.
You hear that, George? He remembered your birthday.
You're acting up. Am I supposed?
Well, I'm just being silly.
We're gonna leave that where that is.
Right, yeah. I'm being silly. So how long have you been in retail, would you say?
Well, combined, I would say it's been, I think I've worked at Walmart for like 2 weeks. I don't think if you really want to count that. So if we don't count the 2 weeks at Walmart, I've been in retail 17 years.
Wow.
17 years with 2 different companies, excluding Walmart.
Mm-hmm. I met him at his company A. He had worked there for a few years when I first met him.
Company A.
Well, I don't know if you want to name them. That's why I didn't name them.
Oh, I'm trying to remember if I can legally name them. Well, we'll just say they might, you know, theoretically speaking, wear a lot of red and khaki, you know. We'll say that. I don't know if I can legally say them, you know, right, but, yeah. You know, it's...
We don't want to put anybody on story. Front
of Not on front of front Boulevard.
Right, exactly. So he worked there for about, I want to say 5 years at
that point. Yep, absolutely.
And I used to go by and go see him because it was actually very close to the house I lived at. And
very close.
You know, he really didn't do nothing at work all the time. He really just, because I would go and stand up there with him and he would just be sitting around, you know, laughing with, what was the girl that you used to work with?
That's true. That's very true. Probably Tanita, between Tanita and maybe Kefayette and Tia. You know, I have some really good friends there. I'm actually still cool with most of them because it's very day. So
now you got people in the chat trying to figure it out. Angelo said red and khaki, Verizon. No, it's not Verizon. And we're not gonna say it. Don't ask, we're not gonna say it. I'll text you on the back end.
We won't say. We'll just say you can probably throw darts at it. You know, maybe that might.
No, he tell it. Well, if you can't figure it out from that, then you don't need to be on this live.
See, so, spot safe, but you know.
Yeah, he worked there for a number of years, and he has been with his company that he's with now for a long time. He literally has started from. You know, entry level, bullseye. You got it.
I did. They might have a bullseye, you know.
Yeah.
Theoretically speaking.
And you've been with them for a long time. And I actually see a lot of your social media stuff. They do a lot of stuff for the community. And, you know,
absolutely.
They do a lot of things that I think is very positive. And, you know, the thing about retail is, it's actually one of the easiest industries to get into, to be honest, but it is one of the toughest freaking industries. I mean, you, like I was saying, you get microaggressions, you get people that say stuff that be off the wall, people that just try you. And it's just like, you know what? I'm about to just quit everything. You know what I'm saying? I just want to quit life.
Throw everything away.
Get the hell out of here.
Throw the whole store away.
And I've been in retail. I was in retail for about 15 years before I left. And most of my retail was with wireless companies, with AT&T and Verizon. I've actually worked for all the major carriers. I worked for Sprint too. AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile.
You did. That's right.
Yeah. I did.
I think I still have the friends and family plan.
Oh yeah, absolutely. By the way, I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that. They need you to pay your bill. I'm just playing.
They probably do, actually.
I'm just playing.
I'm surprised I'm actually online right now.
So silly. So
the bill ain't paid.
What is, well, I guess we're going to jump right into it.
Sure. What's up?
Tell me about a time where you had a customer that just showed their ass.
Oh God. So I know this is not going to sound like a true story, but I promise you this is a true story. When I was working actually for my former employer, the one that you can throw darts at, I remember, mind you, this was 2008, 2009. And, I'll never forget. There was this one lady that, oh God, I'm gonna start crying. But seriously, no.
Oh, I thought you were serious. I was like, oh.
No, not at all. Like, before I go into that story, like, I really don't take a lot of things seriously in retail because I feel like people. I probably shouldn't say this publicly, but I'm one of the few people that don't think the customer is always right. They just they're not. And I'm perfectly okay with telling you, ma'am, you're wrong. It's okay to be wrong, but you're wrong. So in any event, so I was working at this particular employer that you can throw darts at. And this lady, she wanted to return, I think it was a vacuum or something. I can't remember. Some high priced item. She didn't have a receipt. And at this particular company, you had to have your receipt. And I think you had, if I remember correctly, you had 90 days or something to return or exchange or anything like that. She didn't have a receipt. We tried to do like a, you could do a receipt lookup at the time by the card that you paid for. She tried to do that. It didn't work. And then I told her, I said, well, ma'am, since you can't find your receipt, I'm not going to be able to return it. She like night and day. She, when she first walked up, she was bright and bubbly and sunny. When I told her that, she said, oh, I know the F you're going to. You're going to give me my MF money. I was like, bitch, are you crazy? Like, I didn't say that out loud, but I wanted to. And I was like, ma'am, unfortunately, you know, she, I kid you not, I can't make this up. She reached across the counter and she slapped me. And yes, I promise you. And it took everything in me. She put hands on me. Well, you know that. Now, you know the store I worked at, you know, that particular location probably wasn't the most mainstream, we'll say. You know, it was not necessarily in the best area. So, yeah, she, I mean, and a good slap, too. I mean, I give her credit. She slapped the shoe out of me.
She thought she
I was like, oh.
She thought you
were. I mean, you would have thought I was letting her cold AC out of her house the way she hit me. Like, I was like, what? Mm-hmm. So I was like, ma'am, I'm going to ask you to leave. Like, I think I was a manager at that point. And I was, and whoever the manager was on duty, they weren't worth nothing. A lot of times our managers. Anyway, so I told her, I said, ma'am, you're going to have to leave. She says, no, you're going to give me my effing money. You're going to give me my effing money. And I said, ma'am, I'm going to ask you one more time to leave. Oh, so you're going to call the police on me? You're going to call the police? Ma'am, I'm not going to call anybody. I'm just asking you to leave. And she was like, no, I'm not leaving until I get my MF and money. I said, ma'am. And, you know, back then, you know, Madea was real popular. So I literally told her, I said, ma'am, you can either leave voluntarily or you can leave involuntarily. And she said, is that a threat? Is that a threat? So you know how the setup was, where it had the, like, the little cubby, and then you had to come walk out the door to come to the main area.
Right.
I politely walked out the door, walked up to her, grabbed her around her waist, and did like this.
Oh, no.
She is literally, I swear to you, I can't make this up. And anybody that was, I'm trying to remember who was there, like, it was all adrenaline at that point. Right. She's like hitting my back, put me down, put me down, put me down. I politely walked her out the door. And I put her down at the door. She hit me in my head again. And I stood there and I said, I asked you to leave and I leave. She said, I'm going to come up here and da da da. She, something about her brother or somebody that's probably in jail. But for all intents and purposes, she left. And I was scared for my life. I went upstairs. I was hiding.
Like, wow.
She's going to kill me. But no, she... To this day, she never came back. But when I tell you, I think that was one of the onlyest times I've ever been physically assaulted, by a customer. It was.
These great prices be making people lose their damn mind.
It's got to be. Like, when you just expect more and pay less, you know, they just think, oh, okay, we can treat you any kind of way, you know.
Yeah.
Ma'am, people need to understand, I'm from the south side of Chicago, and you can take the boy out of Chicago, but you can't take Chicago out of the boy. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
Shit, I can't even think of, I was not ready for the level of intensity that story had. Shit,
I'm shaking telling the story.
Wow.
Like, I wasn't ready. And you know, mind you, this was maybe, you know, 12, 13 years ago. Since then, I'm a lot more firm in my stances, but when I tell you, I don't surprise easily. You know this, you've known me for a very long time. I don't surprise very easily. I think I was literally speechless for about a solid minute. Like, I was floored. I was like, this bitch just hit me.
I would have been.
Can I hear her back?
I would have just walked out at this point. I probably would have just left. Yeah.
I swear. And I thought I was going to get fired. I did get written up. But I talked to the district manager and he was just like, man.
Yeah.
You fine.
He
watched the video. He was like, you fine.
I had a it really wasn't my situation. And I doubt if this person, I'm not going to call their name, but this person was a manager at the cell phone company that I work with. And this lady came in complaining, and I don't remember the specifics about what it was, but you know, she was done with the representative who she was with because they weren't doing what she wanted them to do. So she wanted a manager. And you know, that manager came out, and I don't know what happened, but they started to go back and forth. And that lady said, cancel my account. And the manager goes and cancels the account immediately. Like, he was like, okay, sure. Absolutely. You want me to cancel? She can't even take her phone, her number to Verizon or AT&T or whatever. Like, he had made her that mad, you know? And, you know, it's funny because I said to her, I said, you're supposed to de-escalate situations, you know? And I had a coach of mine. I said, what do you think you could have done differently in that situation? Because the way I see it, child, you escalated that like I don't know what. Like, that, it didn't really need to go there. And, you know, that was, you know, at the time, that company that I was with, you know, we at the time had the best service. So, you know, you could kind of get away, not that I did it, you could get away with talking to folks like that. You know, you can't do that now.
You sure you didn't?
You know, I mean, if anything, I would win people with soaring rhetoric because I would actually listen to what they say.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And then when it didn't align with something that I would, you know, because I'll ask questions if I don't understand. And there'll be a lot of times when people will say something. And then when you go to move forward with the solution, they'll, you know, give you pushback. But then you'd be like, well, I thought you said that this, and this, you know? And they're like, I didn't say that. You literally just did. And that's how we got to this point. One of the things that... was another thing that was interesting to me is I've always been in the commission space, you know, with retail.
Okay.
I've always had a goal attached to it, you know, and I'm not going to lie, we made some pretty good money when I worked at those companies, with the exception of Sprint. We made a great deal of money. And people would come in there and just treat us like shit. Like, they would say, you know, just some of the most demeaning things, you know. When I was in California, I had a customer that said the N-word. You know.
What?
It wasn't directed towards me. Not saying that it's not less racist. The issue was, we were having a conversation and he was like, yeah, you know, niggers weren't allowed, you know, back then. It was just like, what the fuck? Like, what just happened here?
Left turn.
Did I go into this? Am I in the Twilight Zone or something? Did this motherfucker? And, you know, at the time.
Was I the only one that heard
exactly.
that?
Exactly. And at the time, I didn't have the agency to be able to express myself and say, hey, you know, whatever. So I went in the back and I cried. But that was probably the worst experience I had. The gentleman calling, you know, saying the N-word. And that, it just, there was no reason for it. And this was out in Cali, what I assumed was more progressive. But no, they still think the same way. I mean, at that time, it was an epiphany for me to learn. But
that's bananas.
It was crazy.
What are some experiences you had when you were in retail?
I had good ones, faulty ones, bad ones.
So we're on bad now. Let's talk about bad.
One time I had this lady who came from Canada or whichever. I didn't know what she was, obviously. But she was married with this guy who was very important, and he was a baseball player, whatever, from Canada. So she came to my store, and it was a big line. It was only two people working that day, me and my aunt, who doesn't speak fluently English. And she wanted me to skip the whole line to go read the prices that were displayed on the glass. And I say, man, I don't have time for this. The prices are there. You can read them. I want you to read it for me. You don't know who I am. And I say, well, too bad. The prices are there. Next. She blew up on me. She almost beat me, but she did it.
That's crazy.
So all I did is stop her hand when she tried to hit me on the face. And when I stopped her hand, she went and called her husband and told that I beat her up.
Wow.
So the guy came to beat me up too. So at this point, I called my boss and I said, come get your store. I'm out of here. I'm leaving. I don't want to put up with this crap.
I was not ready for the level of that story.
Yeah.
That escalated
quickly. See, I would be the customer behind you saying, beat her ass! Beat her ass!
It's not as far.
That would be that. Me.
Woo, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Let's, yeah.
Beat her ass! Beat her ass! No, thank you. Nope.
Yeah, that's crazy. That seemed like that got you upset all over again.
Yeah.
He mad.
That was bad. Really bad.
But yeah, let's not. Let me see. I ain't had nobody physically try to fight me or nothing like that. Because I think one of the things that I was always able to remember until my last day with Sprint, the one thing I was able to remember, and I spent a number of years in management. So a lot of times, I would have to end up having to take on those escalations. So, you do kind of have to, it's almost an art form sometimes to not let people get to you, but sometimes it's tough.
Absolutely.
You have people that are like back to back to back to back to back, and Carlos said something, don't retail stores always be understaffed? Like they never have enough people working ever. Like now, I mean, you went to Walmart on Atlantic, had literally two employees at any given time.
And one of them always has to go all the way to the back to get that
to TV get something. From electronics. Like, what's back there?
where are you going?
That was their place that to badly. Disappear.
Can I order it online instead? Because you're playing.
The invisible room, like Rick.
Oh, the invisible room, Carlos called it.
I remember this meme that was going around that had like a Walmart community choir or something like that. And the meme said, this is what all those associates are doing while they only have two registers open up front.
Because they wouldn't never have enough people. Never.
It's like no matter... I think that the only times they usually have enough people is like maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon or otherwise good luck.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Draw straws.
Or 3 a.m. You know,
no, not even then.
Not
when they're changing.
Not even then, you gotta have an employee.
Oh gosh, you gotta call somebody from the back and they probably sleep. Like
Yeah.
When I tell you, I kid you not, I worked at Walmart for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was probably, and this was before, the other red and khaki people. It was really like, I didn't really shop at Walmart before I worked there. Like I had been there a couple times and just never had a great experience. But I think working there, and I won't say which one I worked at because it was definitely in Jacksonville. But it was just so like, it just seemed like it was very disjointed. Like it was just like, you clock in and you like a zombie walk into your register. And it was just, it didn't have the morale. It was nothing. And I remember my very last day, I didn't even get my last check. Like, cause I think at that time we got paid weekly. I was like, mm-mm. Like, I think I was on a register and I asked, there was a group of like people in their little uniforms just talking. And the line is like all the way back to freaking electronics. Like, can one of y'all get on the register? Any one of y'all, like, Excuse me. I know whatever y'all talking about is so important, but this line is all the way back to electronics. Can you get on the register? And I remember this scraggly looking, dusty looking man, it looked like he had just smoked 3 cigarettes, was like, do you know who I am? Mm-mm. And I was like, no, but you work for Walmart and you get on the register. And they, like the CSM, so CSMs are usually the front end people that you see walking around doing absolutely nothing.
Right.
They were like, you can't tell you this is a corporate visit. I care not. Like this line is literally all the way to electronics. Hop on a register, baby. It's okay.
They be having these corporate meetings on the busiest day ever. Like,
it's a Friday. It's like the first of the month. So get up, cash your checks and come on. And y'all over here, standing over here, talking about Mari Povich or whatever.
You know, like, do you remember the, did you upsell somebody? It's like, no, can I just get these 50 million people out of here?
Could we, because I want to go on break, but I can't because my line is way back there.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you I turned my light off and I apologized to the next customer and I left and like did not turn around, they didn't get their damn shirt back. They didn't get that damn, the retarded looking vest. Like they didn't get none of that back, nothing. I politely got in my car. No. No. I just got in my car and I left and they called me and I don't even think they sent me a check. Like I haven't been to that particular Walmart since. That was 2003.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a long.
Which one? Long ago. Tell me.
I didn't say.
Oh. I thought I heard you say it.
I may have, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere on the south side.
Okay. Oh.
Somewhere on the south side. Mm-hmm.
The nicest thing I had done to me was a lady brought me a sweet potato pie.
Oh, that's nice.
It was, but I don't eat sweet potato pie.
Was it sweet potato or was it pumpkin? Because you know there's a difference.
The answer I'm going to tell you is she was black, so.
Okay, I was.
Yeah.
You read my mind. I was like, was it this kind of pie or this kind of pie?
Yeah. So you know which one it was. For those of you who don't, sweet potato. Because black people don't eat pumpkin. And they're not the same.
I do.
You eat pumpkin? Lord.
Listen, I told my store manager the other day, I am a white girl when it comes to pumpkin. I love pumpkin spice cake, pumpkin. Pie, pumpkin latte.
Give me five.
And such a white girl when it comes to pumpkin.
Give me five.
He said, give
me okay
five.
I'm okay with it. Like, basic.
I'm not a fan of it. So when she gave it to me, I was like, oh, thank you so much. And I didn't take it. I left it at the store.
Did you share
nobody
it with
ate the it. I felt so bad. I was like, I wish I ate it.
And nobody ate it.
No. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a very interesting.
That's awful.
She was, they had done a business. They had a business account and got a few lines. And they were very sweet women. They were twins, I remember. And this is when I was at Stanford. And I just took time with them. You know, I helped them with, you know, learning what they needed to learn and all this other stuff. And you know, they just liked, they liked it. And she was like, hey, I brought you something. She brought it with this Walmart plastic bag. You know how we do in plastic bags. We put everything
no.
in plastic bags. That's why we have a section of plastic bags in our house.
I could show you the top of my refrigerator right now, full of them.
Yeah. And she was like, hey, I was like, oh, thank you.
And I give it back.
Right. The weirdest thing that happened to me is I actually started dating a customer. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's not necessarily weird, though. I mean,
well, he was weird. I guess. Did you give him
a free line, or?
he was a weird guy. No. We were. I was at a. This was in Jacksonville. This was at AT&T. And mm-hmm. he would come in and speak to one of my coworkers. He would come and talk about cars and all this other stuff. I mean, he was okay. He wasn't like the greatest looking guy, but you know, I was all new. I wasn't Damn. Out yet. So I was all excited that somebody had looked at me, you know what I'm saying? And he was semi-cute. So I was like, oh my God. You know, I was really excited. Like, oh yes. So I didn't even know. And one day he got my card and he called the store. He didn't have my cell phone number. He called the store and he's like, hey, and I knew who it was. And he was like, what you doing? And I'm like,
that's awkward.
I'm at work. And he was like, yeah, I got your number. Like,
where did you call? Like, what do you mean?
He called the store.
Right. Like, so what do you think I'm doing here, sir?
Right, sure. I mean, but I was like, I'm working, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yes, I'm working right now. Sure. And then he was like, I would love to take you for coffee. This is when Books A Million was open on Regency, in Regency area.
Oh, Books A Million. Yeah.
We met there and we were in a relationship for about 3 months. And then I realized he was crazy. Yeah. He was a crazy man.
And then we realized he was crazy.
Yeah, he had a Jaguar, but he lived with his grandmama, you know, so yeah.
I've learned in my older age not to judge people. So
true. You're right.
He may have had bad credit or something, and it took a while to get the credit better.
Honey, I had to move it's that guy possible. In. That was actually my first relation. No, I don't know, but I did like the kid, and you know, it just didn't work out with us because he was crazy. And you know,
is that Rico? Rico. Rico's spoiling my mood. He needs to go away.
For some reason,
go Rico. Go.
Jamal doesn't like Rico, and Rico's a dog. So. At least Rico, I'm not going to tell that story, but at least Rico didn't do some things to you that he's done to other people.
I don't even know how to respond to that, but I think I'm glad.
Yeah, I'll catch you up on the flip side. I can't. I'm not going to do that to him.
Don't shoot. Shoot me a text.
Yeah, exactly. That was the nicest thing that somebody did. They got me and then I also, you know, found a relationship. But I remember.
Well, wait, hold. You said you found a relationship. Are you talking about the 3 month one? Is that really a good thing?
Oh yeah, you're right.
It was only 3 months.
That's true. I retract that statement.
Okay. I'm always here to help. I'm always here to help.
You know, I retract that statement because I don't know where he is. I remember his name, but we're not friends on Facebook, so I'm not afraid of putting his
name.
But yeah, that so that was at AT&T. Mm-hmm. I did have a manager that I work with at Verizon that used to schedule us 12 hours.
No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, we were short staffed and she just didn't care.
Which she is didn't care. Synonymous with retail.
Yeah.
Short staff.
Like, she was just like, hey, I would go in and look at the schedule. Why does it show that I'm working from 10 to 9? And she's like, yeah, that's the schedule. You know? And I'm like, that's all day. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have a life outside of this job, ma'am.
And I didn't like to do overtime, you know, back then, you know, because the company I was with AT&T, they let me go for whatever reason. I know why they let me go. They fired me. But it made it pretty easy for me to get a job because as soon as I left I left AT&T, I started working for T-Mobile. I was with T-Mobile for about 6 months and then at the end of the year, I started with Verizon. So I was with Verizon from 10 to 2007. And, you know, it's interesting now because when I look at that industry, I go to the retail stores, there's like maybe 3 or 4 people there. You know, the stores are as empty as possible, especially with COVID happening and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we used to make money doing that stuff. Those guys now, you know, it may be a couple hours. And it was actually the latter part of, my tenure, we would go hours before we would see a customer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
That's some noise.
Probably a train, or it could be thunder. I don't know. But yeah, we would sit, when I worked at Altamont at Verizon, we would sit around and just talk. We ain't have nothing to do because when nobody coming in. Because people would go online. They would go online, purchase it, and then bring it to the store.
Girl, what you bring for lunch today? I'm hungry. What you bring for lunch?
That's pretty much the
case. Girl, I bought a sausage pizza.
I never got an opportunity to work at like Walmart or any of the other places, unfortunately. But I would love to. I think that for some reason I was always interested in that, but I never got
hired. I was going to ask why, because anytime I've ever gone to like a Walmart or a Target, like those people don't necessarily look A, the friendliest, or B, the most interested in what they're doing. Like they just kind of like, hey, I got that new S20. Like, okay, yeah. I don't want it, but hey.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. They never do. I never.
Yeah. But, are Walmart's open 24 hours again now or no?
The one by me, no. I think they close at 11. I think they're open 7 to 11 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I know even before COVID, they had stopped doing 24 hours at all of them. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the closest 24-hour one before COVID to me was Atlantic and Tanner. Mm-hmm. I think that was the closest 24. Southside wasn't. Southside and Beach wasn't. I think Beach and Hodges was, but all the other ones, even the one up the road from me on Monument,
right?
It closed at midnight before COVID. Mm. So
yeah. That's the one I used to go to. I guess the one on Monument.
Mm-hmm. And, Hutchinson Park or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We were in Jacksonville when? We were in Jacksonville in February.
Ain't nobody called me and told me nothing.
Well,
I'm the one that doesn't text and all the, okay. I'm pretty sure anytime I've ever passed through Orlando, I say, what's up, Rand? Okay.
The last time you were in Orlando was like 7 years ago, so that sounds about right.
Actually, no. I was there. I didn't text you the last time.
Exactly. See? He said he didn't text me the last time. Exactly. Because
it was a turnaround trip. I just went down there.
I was trying to convince you to stay. He was like, no, I can't. And you was sleepy, falling asleep on the couch.
I was so sleepy. The GPS had me going way the wrong way. They were working on, I think, Maitland or wherever that street was. Yeah. They had me going all the way the opposite way. Mm. I was like, I'm in a pop up. Like, I'm sleepy. I'm trying to go to Jacksonville. Why am I over here? Like, it was awful. Yeah. It took me like 4 hours to get home. Like, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Rico. Go away, ho.
He scratched it. He scratched him. He spanked his butt.
Aw. Hit him again.
Rico has this thing where to the right, to the left of the living room, there's a dining room. You've been here before. And
absolutely.
Rico.
Wait. Say it again for the people in the back. What happened? I've been there before? Oh, okay.
I don't remember. I don't know if you've been here before. Curry.
When you crunched up that bread in that mac and cheese, and I was like, what the F are you doing?
I forgot about that. I did cook that night.
Absolutely.
Wow. But Rico, whenever
you made me paint me out to be a bad friend.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't blame you because I know how horrible Sprint service is. So I get it. Sometimes you get the messages like weeks later. So I understand. Hey, you're the only customer left.
Yet holding on.
Yeah, you've been there. But he...
Bitch, I don't want T-Mobile.
Whenever he, does something bad, the first thing he does is run to that room. So he acts like, hopefully he does it again here in a moment and I'll turn the camera around. But he'll go in there and that's like his invisible room. So he thinks that we can't see him when he goes in that room. So
that's funny.
Yeah, that's...
I'm hiding.
He's gotten quite weird in his old age.
Well, he was weird to begin with, so maybe now it's just a little bit of senility or something.
Ain't nothing over here, sweetie.
I'm just, you know. There goes my other friend. Hey, Tuzi. Hey.
Hello, chubby behind.
Tuzi.
She just they just ran outside, but
what are some other experiences? Stay out. Tuzi can come back.
What's some other experiences you had?
Like good or bad? Like I've had a lot. To be completely honest, and I'm not saying this to brag. I think that My I would like to think I'm a good manager because I've had a lot of great experiences. Like I've had customers buy me food, I've had customers bring me wine. I love my wine. I don't have any wine right now. I've had customers like one lady offered to take me on like a cruise. I was like, ain't your husband there? Don't do that. It's that kind of party now. I can honestly say retail has been very kind to me. In that maybe not even necessarily the pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I've had so many great experiences, to be completely honest. Even at that former company that you can throw darts at, like I had a lot of great experiences there, even though, you know, the last couple of months was probably ass. I met a lot of great people there that I'm still, you know, friends with. My current company, I've met a lot of great people. Like, I honestly, my mom always wonders why I work where I work. And I'm like, because it's relatively stress-free. I live a fairly comfortable life financially. I'm not like poor and destitute, thankfully. You know, I was blessed enough to not have interruption in pay because of COVID. So, I mean, honestly, I can probably name so many great experiences and probably just as many bad experiences too. I will say, I actually had a bad experience today. Like this lady, I wanted to. So anybody who knows me knows, right, you just gotta relax, relate, release. Anybody who knows me knows I support my associates. Like people that don't know the inner workings of retail, like a lot of times managers know who they're working with and they kind of have an idea if a customer is kind of embellishing the truth or things like that. And I think a lot of times customers think they can get their way if they kind of bend the truth a little bit. One thing about me, I work with these people every day, ma'am, you don't. So you can say so-and-so cussed you out and I'll just say, oh, darn. Oh no, I'll make sure I pull so-and-so aside and we'll have a conversation about that, I promise. And I will go in the back and watch a YouTube video. Like, no. So today this lady was just, she was mad she didn't get her way and she stormed off talking stuff. I'm trying to explain a particular policy to her and she didn't want to hear it, she left. So I told her, I said, have a good day. And she walked out the door, was like literally in the street of the parking lot. Then turned around and came back in and was like, really? Really? I stood there like, what? I said, have a good day. And she's like, really? I said, well, then ma'am, don't have a good day. I hope it rains on you. And she said she was going to call corporate. I said, please do. Here's their number. Here's my name. Here's my associate ID. Here's my email address. Here's the store's phone number, the store's address. Please call. Please. I implore you. Call right now. Even while you're standing right there. You go ahead and call. You want to use this phone over here, ma'am? Come on over here. I was just like, just no. Just.
I did that a couple of times in my store too.
It's really calming when you can get away with stuff like that. It's so cool. I always say, and I said this to one of my friends the other day, I just wish every single person in the world could work at least one retail or service job so they could really, really understand how much ass people really are. Like, yeah. People as a whole, I won't say that. I was going to say people as a whole. I wouldn't say people as a whole, but you can really encounter, and I hope my mom isn't listening to me say this, but you can encounter a lot of assholes working in retail. And it's simply because they just really lack the patience and, or maybe it's just a sense of entitlement to where they think the customer is always right and I'm going to get what I want.
Right.
Not with him right there, you won't.
Right.
No, ma'am. And I think my management style is that I try my best. Anybody who knows me will know I try my best to kind of meet a customer in the middle. I give you what you give me. If you give me, you know, snakes and snails and puppy dog tails, you know, we'll have a great day. But if you give me F, I'll give you mine. And I don't really have much, but I have enough.
Yeah, I was about to say that you don't have much. You give them what I you don't. Have. Do they give it back?
They can get all of it. All this yellow, all this fat back, all this fat back. You can have it now.
But yeah, I was kind of the same way too whenever I worked in retail. There is no way I could work in retail.
Let me tell God, my funny story about a hot fudge.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
One day, my boss made me work at nighttime because somebody, you know, had to go do something in the morning. And she made me work that night. And I was so mad because my shift is always mornings. And I said, I won't speak Spanish or English or Portuguese to nobody, only English. So mad. And this guy came with this little kid from Brazil. And he asked me for a scoop of ice and I gave it to him. And then he got a cup in his hand and he started, do you?
Tell him what he wanted.
He wanted hot fudge.
He what? What?
He wanted hot fudge.
He wanted hot fudge.
Oh.
But you know, we put it in this pump, and then we pump it, and that's why he said.
I was a little scared. I didn't know if he wanted a milkshake or something.
Yeah, I was like so mad, and I had to run to the bed, laugh because it's so funny.
Maybe he thought your milkshake brings all the poison.
And the little boy asked him, "Daddy,
what is that?"
The little boy went like, "Daddy, why he don't understand you?" And say, like, "I think he understood, but he don't know how to spray himself." I was like, "Who's trying to express what?" You give me the whole thing about hot fudge and you don't know how to say it.
I need you to know how to say it. That's a little scary.
That's when he worked at Nestle.
Because the wrong person can kind of.
We went to Carlos's job when he worked at Nestle, the place in the outlet.
The outlet, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's been there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jamal's been around for a little bit.
I have. Tell me, you know.
He knows a little something, something. You met Suzanne, too, right?
I try to
be a
good friend.
Hi.
I what?
You met Suzanne, too, right?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I think we went, you took me to the job when she was there or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think,
yeah,
I was going to say, I remember meeting her. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When and Regency, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Look, I was like, can I say where?
Yeah, you can say, I've been talking about my companies all the time. I don't work for them.
Who did you say Regency?
I have Verizon and, you know, if they can hear this, my service is horrible in my house. So get it together.
I mean, considering Verizon, what do you really expect? Ain't all that great.
Call me now.
Call me now.
In my sailor voice. I don't know sailor voice.
And let Miss Cleo answer your question.
Aren't you? She died. You remember she died?
I'm showing my age with that one, Jesus.
You remember she died, right?
Did she die?
She died, I didn't know that. 10 years ago.
I wonder if she saw that coming. Oh,
That was mean.
I'm sorry.
Why do you do Miss Cleo like that?
Let me tell you, Miss Cleo was entertaining. I don't care what anybody says. I wouldn't call her for nothing. But she
She died in 16.
I can't believe she died.
Yeah.
I'm almost sad. Oh. Listen, her commercials used to come on BET all the time.
Call me now. She's a second.
Want to pay a rating fee? I said, what?
I have to show you some videos.
Trash.
Carlos don't be getting these references sometimes. He'd be like, who's that?
Don't worry, Carlos. You're not really missing anything.
What song is that? I don't know that song.
I don't know that song. Mm-hmm. Who is Janae?
Exactly. Oh, he knows who Janae. Janelle Monae. Janae. Did you say Janae?
Janae Aiko.
Oh yeah, that's my girl. I love Janae Aiko. That's my
homie. I mean, really? Yeah,
that's my girl.
I don't need you. How many times are we gonna say it, Janae?
You know who Shanae is? It's not Janae.
But I love Stranger. Stranger's my song now.
How
can I tell you? I'm hoarse. I ain't singing today.
So I'm gonna, change gears a little bit here, and I just wanted to, you know, I asked this question to, you know, just I think it's very important for us to be able to have our own platforms and stuff. And what I mean by us, by Black folks. So
okay,
in the last year or so, in the last year or so, there's been a racial mm-hmm. reckoning among people in our experience.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about that reckoning that you've been able to see over the last year?
Wow, and you said we were gonna keep it light today. Okay. Honestly, I will say this. I think it's really good. It's kind of bittersweet, to be honest with you, because mm-hmm. it really shows you who really wants to pay attention and who really doesn't. And in some aspects of that, it's really depressing. I will say it's good to see a lot of people taking notice of the things that we've been talking about for centuries years. At this point.
Yeah.
It's really good. I think with the advent of social media and
you better say advent.
Different forms of communication that, listen, I went to college. I ain't go to college. I went to college.
Okay.
It's a difference, baby. Ugh, I got the student loans to prove it. But I think it's really good. In some aspects, it's really good to see that there are people that are willing to listen and be educated about the experiences of our people. And then on the flip side of that, it's not surprising, but it is kind of astounding to see so many people that still don't get it.
Right.
One of the biggest things for me that I really, really hate is that a lot of people think that them explaining their situations and superimposing their situations on ours makes the playing field even, and it doesn't.
Right.
You know, I got beat up by a cop before, but that doesn't really, like, why are we minimizing the experiences right. that our people have endured for centuries?
Right.
Centuries. Not a couple of years,
right.
not the last, you know, decade. Mm-hmm. We're talking about centuries. So I will say this, though, especially in my current workplace,
mm-hmm.
I'm very fortunate that there are some people that are willing to have those types of conversations and are willing to really understand the things that are going on and ask my opinion for more understanding on their end. That has been really amazing,
mm-hmm.
Especially from people that have completely different political beliefs from me, have completely different socioeconomic status from me, mm-hmm. have different education levels from me.
Right.
It's good. I will honestly say this. It's good to see that there are a few people that don't look like me, that might look like this, that are okay with having those conversations. It's been really good, to be honest. Yeah.
It's interesting that you said something, because I had a conversation with somebody not too long ago, and you're right. It's interesting to see that there are people who still don't get it, even with all the evidence that we have. And one of the things that you said that really kind of caught me is a lot of times what happens is you know, whenever it's similar to before, but, you know, it still happens now, even after everything. But people mm-hmm. will deny your experience because it doesn't align mm-hmm. with their experience. And that's
exactly.
the one thing that drives me up the fucking wall. I hate it with a passion, because I'm not asking you. I'm not telling you I'm not asking for your approval in my experience. I'm letting you know, you know, at this point, because before, you know, we would express our views on it. And then people's like, you know what, you're crazy. That's not true. That didn't happen. And then you would leave thinking like, shit, did that happen? Like, maybe I am going a little crazy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Right. But you know, when some shit happens, and you probably had this too, when Black people are around and they know something racist happened, and they start looking around like, did anybody else see this shit? Like, did you? We're looking for that one person that aligns with us. Like, did you? Oh, ain't nobody around her. Damn it. Okay. So it must be me. You know what I'm saying? We internalize a lot of that stuff. And
we do.
You know, the thing about it is we still have people that at this day and age still try to act like we making this shit up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what other proof do you need? And to me, I think it's past the point of being ignorant, gaslighting. Exactly. It's not about my homeboy Angelo said gaslighting. Let's see.
Hey, Angelo.
Angelo's cool. He's on me. He, one of our good friends, he's a friend to the podcast, and he comes on every now and then. I have a couple episodes with him on the podcast.
Hey, Angelo. All right now.
And yeah, people come in and they try to, you know, tell your experience or tell you that your experience isn't your experience because they don't understand. And, you know, it's frustrating. And, you know, one of the things that I'm happy that I'm able to do now is that I can express myself in a way and not feel like I'm trying to make a scene. I still have people who still feel like whenever I talk about these things, but this stuff is in us. We can't help but be passionate about it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because people are always going to identify us as being Black first, and they're going to adjust themselves, even though they want to try to say that race has nothing to do with, you know, whatever decisions they make. They do adjust accordingly. The same way I adjust accordingly when I see another Spanish person. Or when I see another,
code switching.
There's nothing wrong with me
code switching
and understanding, you know, and connecting on that level. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm a racist. And Black people can't be racist. I mean, we can be prejudiced, but not racist. But
school of the people. School of them.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny that
excuse me.
I'm happy that we, you know, that there's some social reckoning. We definitely got a long way to go, but I'm not afraid I'm not afraid of being who I am anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm very proud of myself, and I stand firm on these conversations. I try my best to anyway. And a lot of people, a lot of times, they think that, and it does happen in interracial relationships, you lose yourself a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Not like, well, some people do, whether you assimilate to white culture and you're a bit whitewashed. But the idea of, to me, an interracial relationship is to nurture the other person into being the best person they can be in any relationship, really. So
absolutely.
I try to encourage Carlos to speak English as much as possible to, you know, people, you know what I'm saying? Not I encourage him. Let me fall back on that, because I don't tell Carlos to do anything. But it makes me happy when I see him speak his native language, you know what I'm saying? And I can't help but embrace him into being the person that I know he is, because, you know, that's the only way that he's going to be able to shine, you know? We do have extra elements, you know, with intersectionality. We have Black folks who look at us weird because he is, you know, as far as they know, he's a white man. You know, the other unfortunate circumstance about that sometimes is we get microaggressions with being just, you know, gay in general. We're weaker. We're, you know, a little bit more docile, feminine, all these other aspects and things that come into play when I like being a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be a woman. And I understand that I have blind spots as a man and experiences as a man that women don't have. And, you know, there's a little bit of privilege in that I get to experience that, you know? I acknowledge that. But at the same time, too, no disrespect to women, I love them, but I enjoy my manhood, you know what I'm saying? I enjoy his manhood, and we both are men differently, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, you know, I might snap and, you know, say stuff.
All right.
You know, do all of that, or use my hands or show my nails, and you know, because I'm multifaceted, but it isn't, you know, it isn't, it doesn't make me less of a man, I guess.
Absolutely.
So
I think we just have to come to a point where we stop trying so hard to dictate how other people should live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a conundrum in and of itself, because people just, you know what's funny? I just said this yesterday to somebody. I think people feel like they are entitled to what's going on in your lives just because they might follow you on social media and things like that. And I'm like, social media is literally this much of my life.
It's this a highlight reel.
It's that. Mm-hmm. It's that.
Yeah.
You might get a car concert here and there, you'll get a sunset, and that's it. You think that's all true. My life is?
That's true.
It's just, it's really sad that people have that sense of entitlement just because of social media. I'm like, you just know me from social media, leave it there. Mm-hmm. But to touch on what you were saying about race especially, I want us to get to a point where we understand, and I promise I'm not, you know, I'm not a preacher. I'm not trying to be super deep. I'm not Malcolm X. I'm not, you know, any of those wonderfully prolific forefathers of our, of the Black race. But I want people to understand that it's perfectly okay to see our differences in each other. And it's perfectly okay. I really hate when people say, I don't see color. Yes, you do.
You should.
You can look at this. You can see this right here and see that this is not white.
Right.
You can look at this and see that this is not Asian.
Correct.
However, it's perfectly okay to see color without treating people differently because of that color.
Yeah. Right.
And I think once we get to that point, we'll be fine. Like, I don't understand how in 2021, you're still going through this.
Mm-hmm.
There are still people that see these dreads. You see these dreads, you see them lengths, inches, bundles.
Right.
And there's still people that are threatened by dreadlocks. It is only legal in 7 states. I'm sorry, let me say this correctly. It is illegal in 7 states and only 7 states to discriminate against someone for natural hair. 7 states. In 2021, it is illegal to discriminate against someone's natural hair.
Wow.
In 2021, 7 states. Like, it's just so many facets of discrimination that we face that
systematic.
I hate when people feel like they have to minimize that by talking about their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to slap some people sometimes. Like, shut up. This ain't about you, ho.
Right.
Nobody asked you.
Yeah. Exactly.
We were just talking about me.
Right. Give somebody an opportunity, somebody else an opportunity to have the spotlight. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Black Lives Matter is not saying only Black Lives Matter.
Right.
HBCUs are not saying only Black people can enroll in those. You know, the NAACP Image Awards are not only for Black people. Like, we, mainstream as a whole has to get past that to where they think anything Black is exclusive. It's inclusive. Like, if people really, really thought about why these things were created, then they would probably understand a little bit more why they still exist. And it's like, how can we see this, but you don't? Is it, are you not seeing it on purpose?
That's true.
It's on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's willful ignorance. I really believe a lot of times it's willful ignorance, because it gives them that sense of, it shields them from their undereducation. And it's slightly depressing, but
yeah. And in some instances, I don't even think it's willful ignorance. You know what I'm saying? I actually feel like it's a step further to where people really just don't give a fuck, to be honest. That's the bottom line. I really honestly and truly believe that. As much, you like you said, it's 2021.
2021.
We're still questioning, because a lot of this stuff is human rights. You know what I'm saying? It is a human rights issue. And people still try to argue, you know, whether this person should have rights because of the color of their skin, and most importantly, because of what they did to get in the position that they were in. You know exactly. What I'm
or even name. Sometimes who they love or how they love.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. 2021.
It's so
mind-boggling.
The unfortunate part about it is because, you know, it's something that I talk about often because it is something that I can't. The thing about people who are not Black, they can take off that shield, you know, and go on and live their day-to-day lives and be whatever. But with Black folks, it's all encompassing. You know, there's not a point where I can be like, I'm done being offended by racism. I'm not going to be offended by it anymore. Hashtag,
there's no such thing.
I can do what I want. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because I'm free. As long as I don't have shackles on my hands, you know, and I can speak the English language, it's like...
Is this your Maya Angelou voice?
You know, still, I rise.
I am Black.
I am.
And Black am me.
And the reason why I brought that up, because of your... it's not lost on me, you know, that you have I Am Black History. And, you know, I think it's awesome to see us. Yeah, I wanted to make sure that I acknowledge that shirt because it is, you know,
thank you.
That's an example of us being able to live in our truth, you know, because we are Black mm-hmm. history. You know what I'm saying? You're you know, a gentleman from Chicago and I'm from Albany, Georgia. But the thing is we have shared experiences.
Oh,
we all
really?
Have those Black experiences, you know, that we can all identify with, that makes us mm-hmm. kindred spirits to begin with anyway. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't
Absolutely.
Take much for us to forge a relationship, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, Albany, Georgia, what
especially
you gonna say about
in
Albany?
A, see in a cacophony of whiteness, mm-hmm. like we don't have a choice. I didn't say anything bad about
Albany. I thought you was gonna
Albany.
Say something bad. Okay.
I didn't.
All right.
Calm down. All Calm right. down.
Yeah. Y'all
Calm
know
down.
I tried to invite,
Calm
I tried
down.
To invite Jamal to the cookout, to the family reunion, but he was like, nah.
That's not fair. That's not fair. give people the context. I said I had to, I think you didn't give me enough notice. Like my schedule is done usually 1-2 months in advance. And I think if you had given me proper notice,
right, it
I
wasn't.
Probably should have shuffled some stuff around.
No, it
don't,
was
don't
like,
act like you asked me, you know, in January and it was
right,
in July.
No.
You literally asked me like 2 weeks prior. And
it
I was like,
yeah. Actually,
work.
It was like maybe 2 or 3 days before. And you was like,
right. I was like, I have to work. Sorry.
I was like, you don't never do nothing with me anyway.
You're right. Because
you
far. You
never do anything with me anyway, so it don't matter.
You far. I ain't got time.
So,
and at the end of the day, it's Albany. Like, really?
Well, true. You didn't miss much. Trust me. You really didn't. Carlos, tell him about your experience in Albany.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
I couldn't understand nothing at first. And then I was surprised.
Hey.
Who was that white man with you? They asked him.
They asked me, who was that white man? And I was like...
Who?
Carlos is...
Where?
Carlos
Where?
Is Spanish.
What's that? He's a Spanish man.
He's definitely not
Yeah, what's
not
Venezuela? I ain't never heard. No disrespect to Albany. These are jokes, y'all. Don't be trying to at me.
Is that...
About. Come on.
Is Venezuela in California? It's not.
Don't talk
baby.
Too bad
it's
about
not.
My city like that. Don't do that now. Because they watch. They watch.
I've been to Albany before. And Albany
yeah.
is a, honestly, I have. I've actually been a few times.
Yeah.
Albany is very, I can honestly say Albany is really, really laid back.
It is.
It's very, very laid back.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of Southern hospitality in Albany.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it really, 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 really is. Even when I went to the campus, I had to sing on Albany State's campus. And the amount of, first of all, the amount of people that were there, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Where did y'all come from?
Yeah.
Because this city ain't that big. But
yeah.
where did y'all come from? But the amount of love you received there, like, to be completely honest,
yeah.
Will I ever live there? Yeah. Absolutely the F not.
Mm.
No. But I would visit for, like, a couple hours, or, you know.
Yeah. The last time we were in Albany was, unfortunately, when my mom passed away in February.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the longest mm-hmm. time that I had been in Albany. in a long time, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We left. We came the beginning of the week, the other week. We left on Friday. My mom passed away on Monday, and we went back that very next week.
So, you went right back. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, that was an experience. I don't want to talk about that, though, because I don't want to cry on this.
That's okay.
But yeah, right. I just wanted to
keep it real.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously I miss her. I have her urn right of over here.
Hey, man.
Let me
just talk to her. Hey, mama.
This thing is heavy, though. I will tell you this.
Please don't drop her. Please don't drop her.
I would never do that. So this is my madre.
And if it drops, nothing's going to happen. It's a metal.
Yeah, it's metal on the inside. So I picked this off of Amazon because I like to think of my mom as a bird. I don't know.
Mm-mm.
Can you hear me?
I don't know. That's not what I'm talking about.
Huh?
I'll tell you later. Never mind.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. But I went on Amazon to purchase this, and I was trying to find something that compelled me. And I saw the bird. I saw this bird, and it automatically reminded me of my mom, because I felt like, you know, when she passed away, it was her, you know, spirit flying. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Absolutely.
And then red is my favorite color. So, but she's in here. And
amen.
We actually got her ashes, her second set of ashes, because my one brother wanted ashes. But, you know, so I told him to put it in two containers. But he only wanted enough ashes to be able to fill his cross. So I had a whole extra set of ashes. And my mom is a Georgia girl. She was born in Albany, raised in Albany, only been out a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And she, we actually spread out her ashes on, the Flint River. And, you know, she's flowing in the river somewhere right now. So her spirit will always be in Albany. But,
amen.
That was a tumultuous time for me. It's still kind of tough sometimes to talk about it, but.
And that's okay. Like, I don't ever be afraid to have those moments. Like, seriously. I think a lot of times we get bottled up and we think we have to soldier on and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. No, those moments are there for a reason and they mean something. So you hold on to them. That's what they're there for. Like, don't ever front. Like, have your moment. It's all right. Ain't nobody gonna treat you differently because of it. And if they do, let me know their address and I will find them.
I just, you know, it's tough sometimes, and you know, I have to remind myself.
Yeah.
This is gonna be my first Mother's Day without her, so.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of sucks a little bit, but.
But she's there. She's there. She might not be there physically, but she's there in spirit. Yeah. And that's,
you know, my mom battled mental illness for a number of years. So I like to think that she that's why I feel like she's free, you know, like a bird. Mm-hmm. She's flying. You know what I'm saying? You know.
She is.
Amen.
You know. So let me see here. It's okay to feel. Oh, look at you, Angelo, going to therapy like 2 times, and now you can tell me it's okay to feel. That's beautiful. I'm just playing.
He done learned something.
I'm playing.
He done learned something. He done learned something.
Oh,
he done learned something from them. Amen.
Hi, Shankalisha.
Rico saying, hey, Shankalisha.
Mm-mm. Unavailable.
You just going to ignore him?
Absolutely, as per usual.
That's why Rico been acting the way he is. He's trying to get on camera because he want to get under your skin.
What else is going on? What else? What's the next topic?
No, but I just want to tell you, thank you so much for, you know, stopping by today and having this conversation.
Absolutely.
And allowing it to flow and getting me to well up a little bit here. Talking about my mom.
That's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
And thanks, Love Beesh. I'm trying to be professional. I'm a professional podcaster.
Yes, you are.
You are. And this is and this is your platform. And you can do what you want to do, because it's yours. Was that Captain Planet? The power is yours.
I, you know, it's funny because I never saw myself as a crier. Not that I have an issue with crying. I don't mind.
I was gonna say, I've seen you cry.
But for me, I never, that wasn't my form of expression. Like, for example, Carlos can be sitting here and he'll see something on like the movie Coco. And he'll be like, oh my God, that was so sad. Oh my God. You know, tears down his face and everything. And let me see, what does that say? Starting to set up. Okay. And, you know, for me, that was never really my thing. And now, you know, after my mom passed, I noticed that it's easy for me to cry at a drop of a dime now. And it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. Not frustrating, but it's
you
just.
You water bag.
I miss her. I miss her so much.
And that's all right. I mean, I would honestly be a little concerned for you if you didn't. Like, to be completely honest. Like, I don't know why we're so indoctrined as men to not show emotion and not cry and stuff like that. And I'm like, we've got to get past that. We experience trauma just like anybody else. We experience loss. We experience heartache just like anybody else. How else are we going to get past these things if we don't release them? It's all right. Ain't no shame. Like I said, who got something to say? Who got something to say? Because I can come see you. I got a car. I can drive.
we did get an opportunity to, you know, spend some good time with her when she was in the hospital. You know, I got a chance to make her smile, and she knew who I was immediately when I came in the hospital.
Amen.
So, you know, she called me. She said, "That's my baby." You know, Reggie. My mom ain't never called me Reggie, and she did that day. It was very very sweet. And
that's what you hold on to.
I have to that say, them people at Phoebe Putney, boy, they pulled out all the stops. When I say they pulled out all the stops, you know, they did, you know, it was probably 99% their job, but I swear those people made me feel like I was a family member. You know what I'm saying? The way they came and, you know, the social worker that was involved in helping my mom was like, "Oh, when's the last time you saw her?" And she was like, "Oh, I'm going to make sure you get a chance to see her." And then I told her I was married. She was like, "Oh yeah, your husband's going to come up here too." So she got a chance to see Carlos as well. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to hug my mom for the last time because she had MRSA, which was a skin, not skin mm-hmm. disease, but flesh eating disease. So we had to dress out. And I crave that hug. I really wanted to hug her the last time I went, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't get an opportunity to because I couldn't. And I don't even want to go down that path, but yeah, it was definitely an experience that, and maybe one of these days when I get into my, I'll do an episode revolving, like, you know, the overall experience of, you know, seeing my mom pass and all that other stuff. I did a very high level overview of it on my first episode this season, but I think I'm gonna have to revisit it again just because I think it's importante, but.
Do it at your own pace. Do it at your own pace.
But with that being said, Mr. Bivens, I forgot your last name again. That's why I had to look over here.
As per usual.
I appreciate you seriously with having this conversation with me. We actually went over a little longer, but that is just a testament to how fun it is to have a conversation with you. And
are you showing up in front of company again?
You fun and fun time.
See you.
Yeah, it's always sometime. A good. I love y'all too, like Trunkalicia and Moncriefisha. Like that's hilarious.
Moncriefisha. Moncriefisha.
I don't know who and what started it, but it is hilarious to me.
You did.
Did I? Or me or him?
You started it the very first time I came to Orlando and I hung with you. That I think that's what the name was, and I was like. What the hell is that? Like, you hey, Chocolatia. Oh, what does that even mean? And I think I just thought of the first black thing I could think of.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my Moncrief Road.
Yeah, yeah. That's the blackest thing
in Jacksonville. Moncrief Show.
Exactly.
When you say Moncrief, everybody knows what they're talking about.
They say Moncrief.
Mm-hmm. Moncrief is a road. Oh, it's okay. Actually kind of a neighborhood, but it's pretty.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, it's Moncrief is
ethnic.
Yeah. Right. It's very ethnic, and you know, you got to be ready. One day,
diverse.
We
ethnically diverse.
And so, I appreciate you taking the time with me today. I hope it wasn't
pleasure.
And we love you over here, and you are a friend of the podcast. And you know, anytime you ever want to get on to promote anything or talk about anything, please let me know. And
I got my album coming out. No, I ain't got no album.
You ain't got no album? Oh, boy, if you do,
I don't.
Okay.
You know what? Honestly, I might. I don't want to say too much, but you know, I might have some things cooking. Just, you know, listen, I'm on social media. I'm a public figure. I'm not, you know, I don't hide. None of my profiles are private. Look me up if you so desire. I follow people back. We have a good time. I click like on some people's pictures and some people just go by. But,
yeah,
but you know, I'm pretty much. You're about to say something smart. I'm gonna block it.
I'm sorry. I'm not gonna mess up your moment. I'm sorry.
Let me have my plug moment. I'm either Jambivalent or I'm Jambivalent the number one. I think I'm Jambivalent one on Twitter, Jambivalent one on SoundCloud, or maybe my real name on SoundCloud. I don't know. I just be playing around on SoundCloud. Jambivalent on Instagram. Jamal A. Divins on Facebook. Like I'm a public figure. I try to live my life wholly, and as you see me is as I am. So if you so desire, follow me. If you don't, oh well. Like I'm oh well.
I'm still tearing up.
Oh, that's Toby. Hey Toby. Hey my Creepy Sheeta. I can't even say it right.
And this is Kari. I don't think you got an opportunity to meet Kari.
No.
I didn't, no. Hey, Kari. Did I say it right, Kari? I don't.
It's Reggie and Carlos.
Carlos and Reggie.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all had a baby. Oh.
Yeah. He's a little cutie little thing here. Oh, my God. I can't take him.
Much cuter than Rico. Much cuter.
Well, he probably would be like, you're right. Let me see.
Aww.
But yeah, I appreciate you and thank you so much for hanging out. Yes, and you guys, ankle biters, my friend Angelo said ankle biters. You guys can follow me on social media, Reggie's _S expressions. You can also find me at Reggie's with an S. Reggee _expressions on Instagram. I do post regularly on there. And
I follow you on there?
Huh?
I was trying to remember if I followed you there.
I don't think you do. I don't think you do. And
sorry.
So go out, follow. Also subscribe to, which I don't think you do either. Subscribe, comment.
That's a lie.
On my
become a supporter.
Yeah, become a
Please
supporter.
Check it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I
Please
always forget that. You guys do have an opportunity to support the podcast. You go and you click on the link, which I'm going to post here in a little bit so you guys can see it. But click on the link. That's going to take you to my landing page. There's a section where you'll see all the platforms I'm on, which is Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and
Anchor,
and a whole bunch of others. And then there's a section that says support. You can click on that, and there's three levels. You can do 99 cents a month, $4.99, or $9.99. So if you guys want to support the cause, it does help for you know, future episodes. I enjoy doing it. I have fun doing it. It's just something that you guys can do to help support. So, you know, no pressure on doing that, and all donations are appreciated. So with that being said, that's it. I appreciate you again. Carlos, do you have anything you want to say?
Thank you for having me.
It was a good
experience. Carlos is ready to go.
Carlos like, okay, y'all have a good night. I gotta go, honey.
God bless you for coming out. Good night.
Okay, thank you so much. Clean up, take your stuff.
It was a good experience.
Don't forget to clean up behind yourself once you get out of here. Thank you. Take all trash.
And right. Don't let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord splits you.
Exactly. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And anything
You're
else?
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Listen, lots of love to y'all. I love y'all. Like, for real, for real, for real. Yes, I don't come to Orlando often.
Ever.
But you know, it's nothing but love from this end. True story. Okay. Nothing but love. Nothing but love. I love y'all. I love seeing y'all, to be honest. I love seeing y'all together, cutting up, driving everywhere. Like, honestly, y'all
that's true.
Everywhere.
That's true.
I'll be like, dang, what? They're going to the store. Okay, now they're going to Simi. Now they're driving to Albany. Like, all this driving, Jesus, get out the car. No, nothing but love for y'all. I love y'all to pieces. I'm going to come soon. I really am, but nothing but love for y'all, seriously.
We definitely appreciate you.
I love y'all to pieces.
No worries, man. Well, enjoy the rest of your day.
Pleasure's mine.
Rico says bye, and we love you, and don't forget to subscribe.
I love y'all. I love all of y'all, except Rico.
Bye.
Bye, Moncrief Isha.
Peace.